Today is the second of the series, a story about a choir in Harlem. Not the world-famous boys choir, but one you might not have heard of. 15-year-old Danielle Beckham reports.
At 126th Street, between Madison and Park, there's a square, burgundy brick building with no windows. In order to find out what's going on inside, you have to open the big blue door. These may sound like the voices of angels, but in reality, it's the Girls' Choir of Harlem. Yes, that's right, the Girls' Choir. Shanika Gale graduated earlier this year.
People think of Harlem as this bad place where people just kill and take drugs and stuff like that, but in the middle of Harlem, there's a school called the Choir Academy of Harlem, where they teach people who live in poor neighborhoods how to not just think of yourself as poor, but you have a goal in life, and you in life, you can achieve it.
The Girls' Choir of Harlem was founded nearly 20 years ago by Dr. Walter J. Turnbull, who also founded the Boys' Choir of Harlem 10 years earlier. Choirs are as old as religion itself. When people gathered to worship, they often included glorious sounds of the human voice in song. The Girls' Choir was founded as a means of providing for the sisters of the Boys' Choir. For the past 3 years, they have been directed by Miss Lorna Myers, a classically trained opera singer.
Altogether, we have something like 82 pieces in the repertoire in the past 3 years. We made our Lincoln Center debut in November of 1997.
Miss Myers tries to be a positive influence on the girls, not only in the choir, but also in their personal lives.
That's what Miss Myers is here for, not only to conduct, but to also teach us how women are to conduct themselves into a community where people don't appreciate what African-American women do in this world. Not just African-American women, but women, period.
We are presenting ourselves as ladies of culture. You must learn to speak good English, because when you get out into the corporate world, nobody's going to allow you the privilege of speaking Ebonics. Even something like, for example, the length of the skirt. I keep on saying, if your skirt, when you are standing up, is above your knee, then it means when you sit down, it's going to be hiked up too far.
The choir is a family away from home. For the girls, it's a sisterhood.
You may have to work very hard, and you may get tired, and you may get annoyed, and you may not like Miss Myers, but in the long run, it will help you.
Gaining such an experience can leave a lasting impression on the young adults fortunate enough to attend the Choir Academy of Harlem. Most of them, like Shaniqua, cherish and hold on to memories of the family atmosphere for the rest of their lives.
The choir is such a relaxed place where you can just let your tensions out in singing or playing piano or dancing or just learning. In our community, we have to tense ourselves back up. But the Choir Academy of Harlem and my community, two totally different worlds.
For WNYC and the Harlem Radio and Photography Project, I am Danielle Beckham.